Welcome to The Empowered Creative, a podcast designed for creatives who are ready to take their happiness into their own hands. I'm your host, Christina, and my mission is to give you practical, empowering, and easy-to-follow mindset tools to help you slay insecurities, grow your confidence, and design an amazing life and business you love. If you are ready to invite self-compassion into your life and give yourself permission to shine, then this podcast is for you. Hey there, and welcome back to the Empowered Creative Podcast. I'm your host, Christina, and this is episode number 7. Are your content getting a bad read on Instagram? Are fewer and fewer people seeing your content? Do you wonder why no one is engaging with you? And do you blame the algorithm? You know, the big bad algorithm monster? Oh, if only Instagram was what it used to be in the good old days, right? If the algorithm freaks you out, I get it. Many creatives are concerned about the algorithm, not really sure how it works or why they see a drop in engagement. Often Instagrammers post negatively about the algorithm, making warnings and pleas for engagement, expressing frustration, anger and irritation. And it stresses and confuses their followers, ending up creating many false beliefs about what Instagram is doing. Just yesterday, I saw a super talented Instagrammer with over 100,000 followers complaining about the fact that no one seemed to see her posts anymore and that her engagement had dropped tremendously. She blamed the algorithm. And I wasn't surprised about her situation though, and I will tell you why later in this episode. If your engagement on Instagram has dropped, it might not necessarily be because you're doing something wrong or because people are not that into you. It simply means that Instagram is the fastest growing social media platform in the world. And that growing competition reduces your reach. And that's a fact that we cannot change. So we just got to make the best of it. So if you're tired of not knowing where the algorithm gossip ends and the truth begins, this episode is for you. Today, I'm diving into some of the most popular negative beliefs about the algorithm and share the real truths and what you need to focus on instead. It's all about the facts, because if you want to grow your business on Instagram, you need to stop blaming the algorithm for your lack of growth. I promise you, there are other and better ways than wasting your time being angry at something you cannot control. Because that's the truth. You have absolutely no control over the algorithm. And you cannot outsmart the algorithm either. If anyone tells you that you can outsmart it with dirty tricks like pods, bot followers, follow for likes, follow unfollow strategies and smart giveaways, don't listen to them. It will only make things worse. My goal with this episode is to give you the clarity you need to continue posting on Instagram with a happy and calm mind, because I believe that Instagram should be fun, bring you joy, inspiration, creativity, business opportunities, and wonderful friendships. But before I get started, I just want to mention our reviewer of the week. And that's Anna Sophie Lugma from Austria. And she writes, "I fell in love with the Empowered Creative Podcast. Christina is sharing so many amazing tips for building a creative business. I really enjoy listening to her voice, and I appreciate how she's sharing her own experiences and stories about life. In her podcast, she's giving examples of how it's possible to create something special. She's sharing so much motivation and information on self-confidence as well. thank you, Christina, for always being positive and for helping me grow and believe in myself. Wow. Thank you so much, Anna Sophie. I love your amazing review. And you are the lucky winner of a free seat for my online photography course. Simply contact me on email or DM me on Instagram to claim your prize. I can't wait to get you started. All right. Let's dig into today's topic and crush the algorithm hysteria. The number one false belief I often hear about the algorithm is this. The algorithm is hiding your post, showing it to only a small number of followers. This is one of the biggest concerns I hear from my community, and the good news is, it's simply not true. There's been plenty of gossip about the algorithm and how it only shows a few percentages of your content to followers. Some even claim that the algorithm limits posts to showing only 7% or less. So here's the truth. Are you ready? Instagram never hide posts from people. If you keep scrolling, you will see them all. I think the real issue is that people don't scroll for very long. Because, let's be real, people are busy. So that means that followers end up interacting with maybe the first 10 to 30 posts they see. And if they are following hundreds of accounts, it will be difficult to see and interact with all posts of everyone they follow. I was recently teaching a workshop and one of my dear students took out her phone and showed me her Instagram account. Then she pointed out a specific photo on her grid and asked, "Why didn't you like this photo, Christina?" She was wondering why I didn't like that photo because normally I like her photos, and she thought that I had seen the photo and scrolled over it. In other words, she thought that I had chosen not to like it. But here's the thing. When you follow almost 600 accounts, as I do, there is no way to see all photos every day. You know, our time is limited. My time is limited. And I don't want to live my life on Instagram. And I believe you don't want to live your life on Instagram. And therefore, you know, we only have time to interact with a few people every day. And those will often be the first images that we see in our feed when we open up Instagram. Sometimes I will do it a little differently and I will go to the list of people I follow to see if there is someone I haven't engaged with in a long time. And then I will go to their account and leave a comment because it's important to me to stay connected with them. And that brings me to the real secret. Engagement is key. What shows up first in your feed is determined by what posts and accounts you engage with the most. The only followers missing out on your posts are the ones that don't interact with you or that you don't interact with. Remember that super talented Instagrammer that I told you about earlier? The one with over 100,000 followers that were frustrated with the fact that no one seemed to see her post anymore and that her engagement had dropped tremendously? I think her real issue is that she rarely answers back to people when they leave her a comment and that she rarely leaves a comment on other people's galleries. So when you don't interact, when you don't give back, you cannot expect high engagement. And it doesn't matter how great or amazing your content is. If you only show up on Instagram to leave a photo and then sit back, relax and expect comments to flow in large quantities, it's just a matter of time before you will see a huge drop in engagement. And that's because Instagram is more about interacting with people than it is about showing your beautiful work. Instagram is a social media platform before it is your portfolio. All right? The best thing you can do to grow engagement is to stick around Instagram after you have posted. Personally, I try not to post to Instagram unless I know I have time to stick around for maybe about an hour or so. For me, it's important not just to dump a photo, but to be present and give back. I don't take any comments for granted. I have so much respect for people who take time out of their busy lives to leave me a comment. No matter how small that comment is, I really value it. And whenever I can, I will reply back. But of course, I'm not perfect. And life is often busy. So sometimes I also fail to get back to people. But the most important thing is that you have the intention to show thankfulness for comments and connections. So that means right after I have posted, I will stay on Instagram liking other people's pictures, commenting, and most importantly, reply to the comments that I get on my photos. This will also boost engagement right after you post, which shows Instagram that your post is worthy of reaching more people. Valuable engagement, longer meaningful comments and conversations back and forth also signals to Instagram that your content is worth spreading. Plus, it builds connections and real relationships. And when you build relationships and interact with the same people often, you will be sure to see what they post first. Makes sense, right? The second thing I often hear people worrying about is this. Will switching to an Instagram business account have a negative impact on the algorithm? This is easy. The answer is no. I have had a business account for a few years now, and I have seen no negative impact on performance, only positive growth. Simply put, Instagram doesn't give extra attention or benefits to people with personal accounts, so switching to a business account won't have any negative effect on your reach. And if you have a business you are proud of and love, why not show it to the world? Why hide? I am proud of being a business owner. I love my business. To me, it will feel wrong not to be authentic and real about that. And there are so many amazing benefits of an Instagram business profile, like having access to valuable analytics, show your contact info, you know, like email and phone number, and being able to advertise. The algorithm will not punish you for turning your account into a business profile. So instead of spending time worrying about that, spend your time creating helpful, inspiring, and heartfelt content that fits your perfect audience, potential clients, and customers. Another false belief about the algorithm is this. If you put hashtags in comments instead of caption, you will be shadow banned. First things first, shadow banning is not a real thing. Instagram says it doesn't hide people's content for posting too many hashtags or posting hashtags in the comment area. There are so many confusions about the do's and don'ts of hashtags, but this false belief is easy to clarify. You can put hashtags wherever you want. You can put hashtags in the comment area or in the caption area. It's totally up to you. There really is no difference in the functionality, so it's your choice. I personally prefer to add hashtags in the caption, leaving a bit of white space between my writings and the hashtags. And that leads me to yet another thing people often worry about. Will the algorithm punish me if I post too many hashtags? Okay, let me clear this up once and for all. It's not about the number of hashtags. It's about your choice of hashtags that determines your engagement potential. I've seen so many discussions about this. Some will say that you should use less than 5 hashtags, or that 7 hashtags are the sweet spot for most engagement. It's just crazy. Instagram allows you to use up to 30 hashtags. So the algorithm is not going to punish you for using all 30 hashtags, okay? I recommend that you use as many hashtags as you want, but you got to pick the best hashtags for your content if you want to grow. This is super important. Use hashtags relevant to your followers and perfect audience. To do this, you need to spend a little time doing some research. Maybe once a month you carve out about 1 or 2 hours to study hashtags and find new ones that fit your brand and your content really, really well. Avoid the popular hashtags because your post will quickly be buried in all the other photos, and instead, find the best hashtags for your audience. Use hashtags that are relevant to your niche and helps you connect with people with like-minded who are looking for exactly what you are posting about. Also, be careful not to use outdated hashtags that no one is looking at anymore. The best way to stay updated about hashtags is to watch what others in your niche and industry are using. Notice what like-minded friends and influencers are posting on their photos. Check out the related tags that Instagram suggests when you tap a tag that's relevant to your content. This will give you plenty of ideas for new hashtags. A good idea is to write all the new hashtags down so you don't forget about them, and then update your list once in a while, maybe once a month. I use an app called Preview to manage my Instagram posting. And whenever I type in a new hashtag, the app remembers that hashtag. So the next time I post, I can see my saved hashtags, and it makes it super easy for me to choose them for a new post. Another simple strategy for storing your favorite hashtags is to write them down in a note on your phone. That way you can quickly access your hashtags list. But remember to shake those hashtags up from time to time. Another false belief is that you must be active on Instagram stories to reach more people. Someone recently told me that the new big thing in order to grow your engagement on Instagram is to like and comment on Instagram stories. So instead of swiping through Instagram stories when you see them, you send out a heart emoji on each and every story. I do not believe this to be effective at all. Nor does it help that you are incredibly active on Instagram stories, posting 20 plus snaps of your random stuff and daily life. Stories are a fantastic way to engage with your audience on Instagram. But how little or how much you are on Instagram stories seem to have a little effect on the algorithm. So don't stress about it. Instagram doesn't favor users of stories, live, or other special features of the app. Again, it's about the quality of what you post that matters. My best advice to you is to put some thought into what you post. See stories as a separate platform from your normal Instagram gallery and create a posting strategy that is unique to your stories. And by the way, just giving a like on a story or heart emoji doesn't do much for engagement. It's like saying hi to someone on the street. It surely is a friendly gesture, but it's not what is leading to connecting or networking. If you really want to connect with someone, write them a kind message, either in comments or in direct messages. People will be much more likely to remember you for how you made them feel. And then they will visit your account and leave a comment or follow you back. And when that connection is established, your engagement will begin to grow. One more false belief about the algorithm is this: editing your caption after posting will slow down engagement. Of course, you should always do your best to proofread before you post something on Instagram. That being said, you will not be punished for going in after posting to add a comment or change a word that you misspelled. I do it all the time because I'm terrible at spelling and I've never experienced it to stop the flow of engagement or comments. If you worry about this, feel free to wait a few hours until the engagement on that post has slowed down before you go in and edit the caption. But in reality, it should not make any difference. And the last false rumor I want to discuss with you today is this: Instagram doesn't recognize emojis, only words. This rumor is about the length of Instagram comments and how they affect your engagement with a follower. According to the rumor, Instagram doesn't recognize emojis, only words. And a similar rumor is that comments need to be longer than 3 words to count towards improving your engagement. Again, this is not true. There is no proof that words are weighted heavier than emojis when it comes to writing comments. You can engage just fine with a few loving, funny emojis or just a quick comment without hurting your visibility on Instagram. That being said, you should limit your emoji comments to the days you're really busy, because heartfelt comments are extremely valuable. The more effort you put into commenting, supporting, helping, and showing interest, the better engagement with your community. And it's in building a community that you will truly be able to grow your Instagram following. So instead of stressing about the algorithm, spend your time doing the things that have been proven to grow your Instagram following: creating high quality content, posting regularly on Instagram, sharing inspiring personal stories, and build a real community. And to build a community, you have to be active yourself. There's just no way around it. The less active you are, the fewer people will see your posts. The more active you are and the better your content is, the more people will see what you are posting. Also, if you want to see more content from a specific account you follow, make sure you're regularly engaging with them. When you are liking content and commenting on someone's account consistently, you will see more of their content in your feed because the algorithm starts to see some form of relationship between you and that account. And if there's one thing the algorithm loves, it's relationships and caring connections. So instead of being angry with an algorithm that we cannot control, let's celebrate its love for real human connections. When you think of it like that, it's actually a beautiful thing. My last tip to you is to remember why you started on Instagram in the first place. Instead of focusing on the numbers, the likes and the comments, focus on having fun. Being creative, do it for your soul, sharing what you are excited about, and be determined to entertain, inspire, educate, and add beauty to the world. as long as you touch just one person out there in the world, you did a good job. Why? Because that person has friends, and research shows that people like to talk about what they see on Instagram, and they like to show accounts to their friends. Your growth might be slow, but it doesn't matter much if you make an impact on those that actually follow you already, no matter how small that number is. And by the way, if you think you need a lot of followers to make money in your business, do yourself a favor and let go of this negative belief, because it only holds you back and it's not true. Build connections, network, communicate, be helpful, and share kindness. That will win you business opportunities and revenue for sure. And when brands are looking for influencers to promote their products, they look for Instagrammers that are excellent at connecting with people. More and more brands are dumping the big influencers, and instead they are looking to work with micro-influencers, and that's influencers with a small number of followers that have a very active community. So engagement always wins in business and on Instagram. All right, that's it for today. Please head over to iTunes to let me know your biggest aha moment from today's episode. Or let me know in general what you like about the Empowered Creative Podcast. It always makes me so, so happy when you leave a review. I personally read and treasure all of them. So thank you in advance for supporting the show. In each episode, I'm giving away amazing gifts to loyal listeners of the show. And who knows, maybe you are the next lucky winner. All you have to do is to leave a review on iTunes. Also, make sure to screenshot this episode and tag me on Instagram for a chance to win my favorite enlightenment planner. This planner is the perfect journal, goal tracker, and calendar all in one. And it helps you stay mindful and make self-reflection a part of your daily routine. This is my very own favorite journal, and that's why I want to give some away here on the show. If you have anything you would like to ask me, or if you have an idea or a topic you would like me to talk about here on the show, simply email me. I will put my contact info in the show notes. I always love to hear from my listeners. I also want to remind you that I have a free resource library full of wonderful resources about photography, blogging, Instagram, mindset, and creative inspiration. Once you join, you get access to a free 5-day photography course, as well as mini trainings and downloadable ebooks. It's, of course, 100% free, and you can subscribe on my website. I often add new exciting stuff, so if you don't want to miss out, make sure to join right after this podcast. I will link to the subscription page in the show notes. That's all for now, lovelies. Thank you so much for tuning in, and thank you for spending time with me on the Empowered Creative Podcast. Remember, don't do anything that doesn't feel right, but do what you feel is right, even if it scares you.